everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. This show is dedicated to inspiring women of all ages to pursue excellence in mind, body, and business. After decades of playing small in my own life and staying in the comfort zone, a couple of years of massive chaos and drama in my personal and my professional life forever changed me for the better. Through some tough lessons, I evolved, and I became a stronger and more confident version of myself, fearless, and finally, unapologetically myself. I am now designing my life bigger and better than ever before, and most importantly, I'm designing a life on my terms that is full of joy and happiness. And I think that this is something that's been missing for so many women. They're either staying in the comfort zone like I was, or they've got a life that looks pretty good on the outside, but it's missing real joy and health and happiness. And that is no bueno. I believe that the future is female, and every week this show is going to bring you incredible interviews and live shows that I hope is going to motivate you to take massive action in your life, to leave the comfort zone and go all in, again, to pursue achieving excellence in mind, body, and in business. I hope you enjoy the show, and let's dive in. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Kelly O Show. I am honored to have Dr. Lamise Hamdan on the show today. And this woman is an extraordinary individual. She has founded two companies, and one of them is an amazing, delicious skincare company called Shifa. Trust me, when you go to the website, you'll know what I'm talking about. And then she's just recently launched a new supplement line specifically for women called the DLMD. We talk a little bit about what that is and what they offer towards the end of this interview. But today's interview, the meat of the interview, we're talking about skincare. And whenever I put a poll out and ask you all what you are confused about with skincare, we cover a lot of those topics on this show. We talk about adult onset acne. We talk about, you know, what are the basic skincare products, you know, that women should be focusing on. It's so easy to go to a website if you're just starting to take care of your skin, get very intimidated by all of the products that are out there, and also potentially get intimidated by the price tag because you think you have to buy everything. And she certainly gives some very, very good advice here on the show about, you know, what are the basics that you really need to start with that every woman should be focused on. We also talk about some of the preventative anti-aging methods that we can all apply in our lives. We talk about things like stretch marks, how to use a jade roller. You guys have seen that a lot on, you know, Instagram. And you know, is that really like a fad? Does that do anything? What does that do? As well as she's got a fascia, like a little tool that you can use. And you've probably seen some influencers on Instagram using this where it looks like they're scraping their face with something. We go into detail about, you know, what that is, what is that doing, and is it actually doing anything? So a lot of the things that you've been wondering about, we talk about on the show, and I know that you will love her, and I also know that you will definitely want to go shopping at her two stores, because the supplement DLMD, I hope I'm saying that correctly, it's available at Sephora. We'll link all this up in the show notes, has a liquid form of multivitamin. I love that idea so much because I hate having to take so many pills. But anyway, I digress. This is a two-part episode. It's a total of about 50 minutes. So each episode is going to be a little bit over 23 minutes each. So go ahead, sit back and enjoy. And I know, again, you're just going to learn so much about skincare because whenever we put the poll out, these are all of the questions that you guys have. We touch upon pretty much all of them. So sit back and enjoy this two-part episode. Make sure you listen to both parts one and two of this interview with Dr. Lamise Hamdan. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Kelly O Show. I have an extraordinary woman on the show today. I'm a little bit in awe over here because as I was doing some research on her and her skincare company, well, she actually has several companies we're going to reference today. She's just stunning. And I told her before the show, I said, you are a walking advertisement for your products because she's just beautiful. And I mean, one look at her, you're going to be in awe. But then when you hear her business story and what she's done and what she's created,
I guarantee all of you are going to be interested in her products, and especially young moms are going to be interested in listening to this interview. We're going to be talking a lot about skincare, nutrition, nutrition for young moms. We're going to be talking about self-care, you know, all the things that you guys said you want to learn more about. We're going to be discussing on today's show. So on today's show, I am proud to welcome, and hopefully I'm going to say her name correctly, Dr. Lamis Hamdan. Did I say your name correctly?
Absolutely. And it's a pleasure to be on your show, Kelly.
I'm so thrilled. So, and I'm also very proud of myself. For those of you that have been listening, you know, I always get so nervous that I'm going to mess up somebody's name if their name is not Bob Smith. So I'm very proud that I got past that. But I would love for you to start off, if you can, you know, telling us, you know, in a brief manner. You've got several companies. One of them is a skincare company, and then you've also got a supplement line for women. I believe that's targeted towards young moms. Tell us about your companies and how and why you started them, because it's a fascinating backstory.
Well, I'm a medical doctor by profession. And then for two decades, I've been doing natural healing, like studying Ayurveda, Chinese medicine, Western herbology, aromatherapy. And I'm currently doing a fellowship in integrative medicine. Mm. So Shifa started about 15 years ago. And Shifa is my skincare line. And it's basically an organic and natural skincare line, because I believe that it's the organics and naturals formulated in a proper manner that are better assimilated by the body, better absorbed by the body, and give you an amazing results. I think a lot of people have had issues with natural skincare products because, first of all, they weren't formulated properly by an expert, or they weren't using therapeutic concentrations. So I feel that there's a little bit, especially when it comes to wrinkles and anti-aging, people don't trust natural skincare products. But I always say you've used the wrong ones. That's why. So I've got Shifa. And then I recently, just this September, launched a supplement line, because I myself take supplements, but there was too much rubbish, to be very honest, in the marketplace. I don't know who was formulating it. And sometimes, you know, I'd look at the ingredients and say, well, this is rubbish. This is not going to do anything for me, and it might actually harm me. So I decided to take it upon myself and just make my own supplement for myself and everybody out there who's interested in something that actually works. And I've named that DLMD. And it's a clean supplement line, and it also gives back. And that sort of shows how me as a woman and businesswoman have evolved, where I think it's really important that at this stage of my life and this stage of my business career, that giving back plays a very important role in the businesses that I have.
Mm. And you know, I will say, the more that I have, people that are listening know I've become very, very passionate about encouraging women to follow their passion. You know, when was it, 7, 8, 9 years ago or so, I was the most reluctant entrepreneur on the planet. I left corporate America, started my first company, Fitfluential, and we were the first ever fitness influencer network back in the day. And I ran that for about 7 or 8 years. And then this year, I've started 3 new business ventures, changed my mind, made a sharp right-hand turn middle of the year. But throughout all of that, I've just become, when I considered for a quick minute going back to, for me, corporate America, and how limiting that was, not only from a financial perspective, but also just from a freedom perspective, you know, all the things I take for granted, the ability to go to the spa, the ability to take a day off if I'm not feeling well, if I have a migraine, God forbid, the ability to work on the time clock that works for me, all of those things, to take as much vacation as I want every year, I realized, like, that's the beauty of entrepreneurialism, among other things. And I really, really love, the more that I've started to encourage other women and work hard to provide services that help women pursue their passion, you know, get out there, whatever it is. If you're going to found your own company, if you're going to start a side hustle, if you're going to join a network marketing business, whatever it is, start pursuing your passion, start pursuing wealth building. Because back to what you just said a moment ago, what's wonderful about women is that when they start really coming alive and earning their worth, they do more for others with their money than our male counterparts do. And that's an awesome thing. So it really is true when I say, when we can get more women pursuing their passion and creating wealth, the world benefits from that because we give so much back. And that's exactly what you were saying. Have you always been that way, or is that something that developed with you later on?
No, I've always been that way because my father and mother always give back, but it wasn't done as a business philosophy. It business was business. Business was for, you know, making money and what have you and following my passion. And then I'd give back my time, my effort, helping others. But that was different. That was more personal. But this time I've put it into the business philosophy of DLMD, the new company we have, where, you know, when you buy one bottle of my liquid multivitamin, I will give 1 month supply of vitamin A supplementation to a pregnant woman or a child in need, because vitamin A deficiency leads to childhood blindness, which is completely unnecessary because, I think everyone has the dignity and the right to at least the very basic of nutrition. So that's where DLMD came about and how I give back. But it's funny that creating DLMD, part of the formulation was also about, okay, skin health. How do we get that glow? Because everyone asks me, I don't use foundation, and everyone asks me, your skin glows. How do you get that? Well, that's to do with two things, health on the inside and also what you're putting, well, three things really, health on the inside, what you're putting on your skin from the outside, and also mentally where you are or psychologically where you are. Happiness is a huge factor in looking and feeling great. So these three things are really important when it comes to skin health. There is no one size fits all, or there is no magic pill that can take care of just, you know, your skin in one go, in one jar. And if anyone tells you that, that's absolute rubbish. However, I also don't believe that you need 7 products to look good. Now that's rubbish. That means like all these 7 products are doing a half job, because you only need about 3-4 products at most, and one of them being sunscreen. So I think we'll go into that in a little bit more detail whenever you want, you know, what products do people really need to get great skin?
And I love that you said that. I mean, because coming from your position where you own a skincare company as one of your ventures and you have a lot of products, I love that you're keeping it real in that, like, look, you know, all of your products look amazing. I was on your website and I'm like, oh my God, I saw a shop opportunity screaming at me. And all of our listeners here are going to be the same way. But I love that you're saying that, because, you know, when people, particularly women who are just getting started taking care of their skin, and when some of them get scared with the sticker shock, right? Because they've been only, I remember back in the day when the only skincare I bought was, you know, oil of Olay at the drugstore. And so when you make that leap to suddenly spending $100 to $300 to maybe $500 or more on products, it's like, wow. And if you think that you have to be spending, you know, tens of thousands of dollars. Some people, that's how they overestimate charges or what the costs are that are associated with skincare or even elective cosmetic procedures. They're completely out of the know as far as what real normal costs are for just having a solid skincare routine. So I love that you're going to address that. We will definitely, for those of you listening, address what she recommends as far as, you know, your basic products. And then if you choose to expand on that, you can. I mean, no one's saying that that's going to necessarily harm you. I also took notes while you were saying, you know, what are the three things that create that glow? And I so agree with you when you said that the third part is your happiness or your inner joy, because one of the huge lessons I've learned this year is the effect, and this is why we're talking about this a lot on the show, the absolute detrimental effect on our health, on our skin, on our well-being, on everything, massive amounts of stress do and what that creates. And so when you are not happy, when you hate your job, when you hate your relationship, when you're not making enough money, when you don't have any joy in your life, that's going to take a toll. I mean, you can be striving to be the healthiest, fittest person in the world, but if you're crumbling on the inside, it's going to show. And I think to some degree, I'm wondering if you agree with this statement. Quite often I run into somebody who I went to high school with or who is the same age as me, and they look 20 years older than I do, and we're the same exact age. Now, sometimes it's because someone smokes, I don't. Sometimes it's hard living, but a lot of times it's back to what you said. I know they have a hard life. They're miserable. They're not happy. They're highly stressed. They don't invest in self-care. And I think it shows. So is that what you're getting to when you say, you know, happiness, it's also about stress reduction as well?
Absolutely. Stress, you know, when I was in medical school 20 years ago, if you wanted to get a risk factor right, it was usually smoking and alcohol. You know, those were risk factors for almost all diseases. Mm. But nowadays, it's stress. And I think less and less people are smoking, but more and more people and more younger people are under stress, even in their 20s. So definitely stress plays a part. And when you're not healthy on the inside, it's going to show up on your skin, because stress causes low-grade chronic inflammation, and inflammatory conditions, of course, also affect your collagen, your elastin, and the way your skin functions. So definitely stress, but also I'll give you a few tips to get over it. Meditation is key, and it's been shown in clinical studies, and this is me, a doctor speaking, meditation does work. Find a meditation form that appeals to you. There are different forms, so you guys have to discover what works for you and stick to it at least 10 minutes a day. If you don't have 10 minutes a day, you don't have a life. So don't give me an excuse. 10 minutes a day just to meditate, just to clear your mind. And also changing your way of thinking. Sometimes we have a job we don't like, but quitting it is not an option. We need that job. So I always say, well, change the way you think about it. Don't see it as, you know, a life sentence. See the good in it. And it takes, this is something that really opened up my eyes. I thought you were happy or you were unhappy. I didn't think you had to work on your happiness, but you do. And when you see it that way, that you have to work on your happiness, everything changes. You know, very few lucky people wake up happy. Whatever you throw at them, they're happy. It's just the way they're wired. But most of us have to work on our happiness. So when you work on your happiness, you're also reducing your stress levels. And you'll see that it also shows that you have less tension in your muscles, facial muscles. You're frowning less often. And that's why a lot of times you know how Shifa has the jade roller and mm-hmm. the fascia, it's a quartz tool that I designed myself. Those sold out like 3 times already on Nordstrom. So I think the reason is a lot of us are just so stressed, we don't see it, but we're clenching our muscles and our facial muscles as well. And when we can relax and get the lymphatics going, because what lymph does, it takes away the byproducts or the, you know, toxic material buildup that happens from normal cellular function. So it takes it out, and, you know, you're bringing in fresh blood, blood circulation increases. So a lot of people ask me, okay, what's the difference between, for instance, a jade roller and the fascia tool? Well, the fascia tool is like foam rolling for your face. You know how good foam rolling is as a massage and as a tool to really massage your fascia, which is like a lining it encloses all the muscles. So that's what it does for your face. So you finally see a more angular face, less puffiness. But if you suffer, say, from under eye puffiness, the jade roller used morning and night does a better job at that. And if you have a lot of muscle tension, or if you use Botox, the fascia is good for it, because Botox has, of course, advantages and disadvantages. When you use Botox, it relaxes and softens the muscle by freezing it. But because you can't use the muscle as much, even if you wanted to, because it's frozen by Botox, it means when a muscle isn't used, it tends to get smaller and smaller, right? And you're mm-hmm. getting less blood supply to it because you're not using it as much. What does less blood supply mean? Less oxygen and nourishing materials coming to that part of your face. So what the fascia tool does, it sort of gives your muscles a massage and massages the fascia lining of the muscle, bringing in oxygen. So a lot of doctors, I think, haven't actually said that part about Botox. You know, they advise you to do it, but then you're happy with it for 6 months, for a year. And then 2-3 years later, you think, there's something wrong. My face, it's not moving. That's great. No wrinkles, but it's not the same. Mm-hmm. And it's because your face shape is changing with the muscles, you know, some being used and some not being used. So
I love that. I love that you brought that up. And too, because I will say this. So everybody that's listening, and this is myself included, I have seen, and I have a jade roller that I bought, and I kind of just didn't know, you know, what to do with it, how to use it, what is this doing? Does this make sense? And then I actually was sent, not from your company, but I was sent a tool that is similar to your fascia product. And again, I've seen other people that I follow on Instagram using it, but to me, and you and I talked about this before the show, I said, there's a big disconnect or there's like a chasm between what people see as far as skincare, skin products, skin practices, even like you're mentioning Botox, what people see and what they understand. And that's what they're intimidated to ask. And sometimes, you know, I've been one of them. I saw the jade roller all over Instagram and I just thought, what is that doing for me? When do I use it? How often do I use it? As well as this, you know, I don't know what other people called it, but I've seen it and I've had a tool and I actually broke mine. But I didn't know what to do with it. So you explained it very well, and this makes sense. And here's what I think for everybody listening. If you're younger, if you're in your late 20s, if you're in your 30s, you're probably just starting to maybe think about skincare. I want to encourage you to take all of this, soak it up, start doing more learning and research, because when you get to be my age, when you're 50, it is the best feeling ever to know how good you can continue to look as you age. It doesn't have to be like you've got this short window of, you know, looking beautiful when you're in your 20s. It doesn't work that way. But if you really take the time to take care of this temple, this body that you've been given, and your skin, it's amazing how much better you can look and feel as you age. So I encourage everybody to start looking into this and learning, because it is fascinating how different you can look. I look better at 50 than I did at 30. And that's because I'm taking a lot of this stuff seriously. So Dr. Hamdan, can you explain, if I had these two products, because this is something, again, a lot of our audience sees on Instagram, how often would you use these two every day? And would everybody benefit from using both of these, both the jade roller and the fascia?
I think that the jade roller is more for lymphatic drainage. And if you don't have or you don't suffer from a lot of puffiness, you can use it 3 times a week. That's fine, morning or night. And inside my jade roller, it gives you a step-by-step guide to the massage, because you actually have to begin on your neck, because you have to clear your neck in order for when you're working on your face, for the excess fluid to be able to drain properly with that being blocked, because then it'll just come up to your face an hour or two later. The fascia tool, the one I did, is just has these special curves and grooves that really take care of both massaging the fascia, but also targeting the acupressure points on your face. So it depends. I would do both of them 3 times a week. I'm in my mid-40s and I do the fascia every day. I use a night oil, which is my version of retinoid, the Rose Maroc elixir, and I just use the fascia, and literally it takes 1 minute to finish the massage, and the same with the jade roller. So, and they last forever, of course, unless you break them, but it is important to start investing in yourself. I've been using good skincare products for the past 20 years, my own, And I have to say, I don't think I've aged very much. And now that I'm in my 40s, and I think, Kelly, you can maybe notice the same. Now that I'm in my 40s, I can see the difference between my friends who've used better skincare or quote unquote expensive skincare products and things that you've taken from the drugstore. You can get away with it when you're in your 20s, but really when you're in your 30s, you want to start investing in good skincare products. I hate to say expensive, but they are usually more expensive than drugstore products. And when you hit your mid 50s, you can tell there's a huge difference between those who have used better skincare products and those who haven't. And you know, you don't need to buy so many products. For instance, if you're in your 30s, what I would say is if you're going to start using Shifa, I think you should start with the cleanser, the muslin cloth, and the muslin cloth costs like $20 or $20 for three muslin cloths. But by using that to take off your cleanser every day, morning and night, you're giving your skin the right amount of exfoliation. And the muslin cloth is really good at taking away even the last bit of makeup because it has a very fine weave. So by giving yourself this daily manual exfoliation, that is cumulative. So over the years, your skin is just going to look better and better. And then you use the cleanser, the muslin cloth, if you want the toner, yes. If not, that's no big deal. And then the healing balm. Now the healing balm is like my best-selling product. It's the cult buy. And a little goes a long way. So the jar should last you about 2 to 3 months. And you put it under your eyes, your face, and neck. Now I call this the ground zero regimen, because a lot of people have done either too much or too little to their skin, that you really want to bring it to a very good ground zero, and then we can work at whatever needs to be worked at.
Hey, everybody, you've reached the end of part one of this two-part episode with Dr. Lamise Hamdan. Make sure you listen to part two.